This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Hopes of adding protections for trans, non-binary, and intersex people to Australia's workplace protection laws have come crashing down as the government used its numbers to block such changes in Parliament. The Senate was considering the Respect at Work Bill, which aimed to bring in some of the recommendations included in a recent report delivered by the Sex Discrimination Commissioner earlier this year. Green Senator Janet Rice had put forward amendments that would have given trans, gender diverse and intersex people the same workplace protections other Australians enjoy. However, they were voted down by the government. Members of the LGBTIQA plus community have commended the Victorian government for committing to strengthen anti-hate protections in Victoria. The government's response to its inquiry into anti-vilification protections was tabled in Parliament last week. It supported making the public display of Nazi symbols illegal, as well as committing to extending anti-vilification protections to cover sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, and HIV and AIDS status. The Australian Press Council has delivered its adjudication on a complaint from trans health expert Dr. Michelle Telfer, finding that the Australian newspaper had breached reporting standards on several occasions. The Press Council also ruled that many of the reports published by The Australian fell within the guidelines of acceptable reporting. The complaint concerned 45 articles published in The Australian which appeared online and some which appeared in print. Dr. Telfer said she welcomed the finding, highlighting the importance of fair and balanced information being published about trans youth. After Brisbane performer Jamie Wood died by suicide last week, his family and friends have called on the LGBTIQA plus community to take action to support mental health. Wood died at his Bowen Hills home following a long period of mental ill health and losing work due to the COVID pandemic. Wood's family have implored others in the community to reach out if they are struggling. His sister said, "I would beg people to keep calling any resource you can that will speak with you." A gay man in Afghanistan was allegedly beaten, raped, and outed to his family by the Taliban after they tricked him with an offer to help him flee. After the Taliban seized control of Afghanistan last month, gay Afghans are living in fear of their lives. The man, known under the pseudonym Hanan, was targeted by the Taliban after he tried to find a path to safety. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Team LGBTQ has finished in 15th place in the Tokyo Paralympics medal count, just ahead of Spain, Hungary and Poland, with 10 gold, 11 silver and 4 bronze.
Cyclist Crystal Lane Wright won 2 silver medals for Team GB in the Velodrome 3000 metre pursuit and women's C5 road time trial. And out Irish cyclist Katie George Dunleavy won a silver with partner Eve McChrystal in the 3000 metre paracycling, setting a temporary world record at the end of the rounds. Dunleavy also completed a golden sweep, winning the women's B time trial with McChrystal as well.
Team USA won silver in the women's goal ball with Asia Miller, gold with Monique Matthews in sitting volleyball, and bronze with two out wheelchair basketballers Courtney Ryan and Caitlin Eaton.
Carl Nassib has made history yet again as the first openly gay regular season NFL player. The 28-year-old officially earned a spot on the roster for the LA Raiders on Tuesday, making him the first out athlete to be signed, and he will now become the first player in a regular season game. The 6-year veteran will make his debut on September 13 for the league's Monday Night Football. And finally, Brian Ruby has made history as the first active pro baseball player to publicly come out as gay. The Salem Kaiser Volcanoes player told USA Today Sports he'd been contemplating the move for a while, but was scared to come out as a baseball player who loved country music. The Oregon Star says he wants to help future baseball players feel like they don't have to hide who they are to get ahead in sports, and that it's about damn time for this to happen. Ruby has been balancing his time as a professional athlete alongside his growing career as a country music songwriter.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA plus community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.